Okay, welcome to Ship to Shore with Silverman, with your talk radio host, Fran Silverman. This show is about cruises. Do you want to learn about a cruise aboard a mid-sized luxury liner and its offers and discounts? With us today is Terry Quivolo. Her name is spelled T-H-I-E-R-R-Y, but we call her Terry. And she's a former corporate travel agent and teacher. For the last 8.5 years, she has worked for Oceania as director of sales for the New York tri-state area. The website is oceanacruises.com. Terry, welcome to the show, or I should say welcome back.
Hey, Sarah. It's good to be back, Fran.
Okay. You know, I think first we should explain the difference between Oceania and Oceana.
Oceania. Well, the only thing I could go by is, well, one of two things. In actuality, if you look at ancient maps, antique maps of the world, they call the South Pacific area of the world Oceana or Oceania, and that's O-C-E-A-N-I-A. We wanted to name our company Oceana, O-C-E-A-N-A, but there was another ship under the P&O fleet that had that name for a particular vessel. So Frank Del Rio and Joe Waters are original owners, and currently Frank is still our owner, chairman, and CEO. Said, let's just put the IA in there. So Europeans on board the ship pronounce it Oceania. In headquarters, Miami, and the travel agents and our sales reps around the country, we say either Oceana or Oceana. So it's just a bunch of letters, but it's really what's behind those letters that makes this product really beautiful and really awesome.
Yes, well, Oceana is a large ship, first of all, that caters to children. And Oceania, a mid-sized luxury liner, is considered a food and wine line, correct?
Yeah, and to also differentiate, Oceana Cruises, Inc. is our corporate name, and we have first ships in the fleet. There's the Marina and the Riviera, which are newest ships, brand-new builds, a year and a half to only a few months old, and two ships from the former Renaissance fleet, and that's the Regatta and the Nautica. A fifth ship, the Insignia, is on lease right now to a German company, and this German company is called Hapag-Lloyd. So currently there's four ships. So not to confuse Oceana, the corporate name. And, in fact, our parent company is Prestige Cruise Holdings, and we also are within partnership with Regent Seven Seas.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you have five ships.
We have five ships in the fleet. One is out on a lease for 2 years.
Right, because when you were last on my show, you had only three, I think.
I believe that's correct. Marina came into service in January of 2011. Riviera just came into service with Godmother Cat Cora christening the vessel this past May in Europe.
Yeah. Now, the Oceana, until recently, had no children's activities, but the Alaska cruise next summer, you're including children's activities.
Yeah, that's
now,
really important.
Could you tell us exactly what kind of children's activities you have? Do you have gyms, baby pools, climbing walls, night nurseries, things like that, babysitters?
Well, we're doing some things that are not requiring us to rebuild the hardware of the ship, so to speak. So the children's activities are really where we have a trained youth program. There's going to be camp counselors, and these camp counselors are available to help with children during the day with, I don't want to say babysitting, but it's for activities between, let's say, the hours of 9:30 in the morning and even through 10:30 at night. And there'll be classes such as pizza making, cookie baking, backstage tours, children's karaoke, youth-oriented sports activities, scavenger hunts. And there will even be dinners, so parents can have a nice adult-like dinner, and that's what we're known for with this cruise line. We're a food and wine cruise line, but we wanted to have the children also have a private experience with the with other children on board and the activities coordinator, so the parents can really have a nice.
So it's more activity stress than having different kinds of baby pools and stuff like that. Because it's food and wine, you're stressing cooking classes for kids and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, there'll be pizza parties. There's going to be movie nights with popcorn. There'll be bingo, arts and crafts with the Alaskan theme because it's only for Alaska.
Again, like you said, we're a food and wine cruise line. We're ultimately known for our cuisine, with Jacques Pepin as our executive culinary director, our relationships with Bon Appetit magazine, Wine Spectator magazine, and we're usually, in the summertime, sailing through the waters of Europe. We're doing the Mediterranean, Black Sea, the Greek islands, the Baltics, the British Isles. So when we're taking one ship out of that and putting her into, and that's the Regatta, into Alaska, we know that it's a multi-generational destination. So we have families, grandparents, their adult children with their children. So we needed to have children's programs. And again, the ship is offering a swimming pool, and yes, children will be able to be in that swimming pool, but they may want to bring their floaties along because it's not a child-sized pool. There are two spa pools. There is a thalassotherapy pool in the Canyon Ranch Spa. But, yeah, we can't really change hardware of the ship. I mean, we're not going to be building new spaces, and this is only for the summer season that we're doing seven-day voyages and longer within Alaska.
You mean kids like Alaska?
Oh, my gosh. Have you been to Alaska?
No, my daughter has.
All right. I'm going to tell you that of all the places I've been in the world, I'm in the travel industry 29 years, and I was a travel agent for 10 and a half of those 29 years. Of all the places I've been to, and I've stepped onto five continents, Egypt and Alaska are up there as my top two because they were so different. I grew up in the city of New York. I'm a New Yorker. I live in Greenwich, Connecticut now. And Alaska was so different. Egypt was so different. So for Alaska, you do find lots of children because it's all about the destination, the geography, the safaris. You actually can go into Denali National Park as a short excursion or an extension, either before or after the cruise. Children love seeing different animals in their own environment. They're not behind cages or in these, you know, man-made environments.
Oh, if you see animals. Yes, yes, that's true. That's true. So how are you promoting this? I mean, because it was something new. How do you promote it?
Well, we do it with our travel agent partners. We come up with special promotions, flyers, an advertising campaign. We do mailings to people's homes in partnership with travel agencies around the country and in Canada. And that's how we make people aware. It is on our website. And we always invite the consumer, the listener of your radio show, to please take a peek at our website. But please, please choose a travel agency in the New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut area. And they're highly trained, all very familiar with the ships, especially the Regatta. In fact, Regatta will be in New York for travel agent functions coming up next week and the week after. Actually, I'm lying, a few weeks later. It'll be in Boston, also in Portland, for travel agency inspection.
A lot of your people who are foodies have children, and I guess for them it's the first time that they're getting to take their kids along.
Yeah, I guess the one thing to also bear in mind is that Oceania Cruises, typically not having children's activities, focuses on those people that are over 50, 55. They may still be in the workforce full-time or part-time. They might be retired. We have a very active senior clientele, and that's why we focused on longer cruises when we first started this cruise line nearly 10 years ago. So it didn't really lend itself well to families, to the family market. And we wanted to start a new cruise line that did have a focus on cuisine, since food has gotten so important, especially in the United States. There's the Food Network, there's the Cooking Channel. And not that we would deny families boarding. We have many families that come on board with children. But our focus was really to bring on board an older clientele that was looking for 14-day cruises. And again, children typically can't do that, especially during the school year. But during the summertime, we do find we get a lot more kids. And again, only for Alaska next summer do we have this well-organized, put-together program for children. And that's between ages 5 and 13.
5 and 13.
And we will segment that. There's one group of children that will be with a few coordinators between the ages of 5 and 8. And then there'll be counselors also handling the children from 9 to 13.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now the Riviera and the Marina have the only formal cooking school at sea, right? Supervised by Bon Appetit magazine, and Master Chef Jacques Pepin is your executive culinary director.
Yes.
Now, how does the cooking school work? Do guests sign up for it in advance, and is there an extra charge?
Yes, you can either book before you board or once you come on board the ship, and hopefully those courses will still be available. And there's 24
induction cooktops or electric stovetops in this beautiful 1,000-square-foot kitchen. And there's a few ovens, there's a big viewing screen. And we decided to approach Bon Appetit magazine and ask them if they would like to participate or partner with this program. And it is called Bon Appetit's Culinary Center. And the classes run anywhere from 90 minutes and up maybe to 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And there is a fee. It's about $69 to start for one of the 90-minute classes. Chef Kathy Kelly was hand-selected from the Culinary Institute of America up in Hyde Park by the executives of Bon Appetit magazine. And she was supposed to leave the ship after 3 months. We were going to have another up-and-coming celebrity ship. Every 3 months, we were going to have a new instructor. She is still with Oceana Cruises a year and a half later, more than a year and a half, and we've given her a title. And she is now the Director of Culinary Enrichment, because she was telling our executives when she would leave the ship to go on a break, maybe go to the marketplace and pick up some ingredients for the next cooking class, our guests who knew her from a previous class were following her in support, saying, "Where are you going, Chef Kathy? Can we tag along with you?" So now she's devised a whole new program of culinary shore excursions. And I've had clients come back and tell me that they took a culinary shore excursion with Chef Kathy. They go into port, they go to the marketplace, they've either attended a class where somebody else was doing a demonstration, then they come back to the
ship. Wow, that's a real domino effect.
It's fabulous. And they come back on board and they finish up cooking that particular meal in the culinary center. It's wonderful. It truly is.
Now, it's a 90-minute class. How often are the classes held during the week?
We do have them almost every day that the ship is in service, whether it's a day at sea or a day in port. So a lot of clients would prefer to do those classes when the ship is in port early in the morning so they can still have time to go enjoy the port if they're not taking any other culinary shore excursions while they are in port. So it just depends on the sailing, whether we're going to be doing this, remember, only on the Marina and the Riviera, because those are the only two ships, as you mentioned, that have the cooking school. But the culinary shore excursions are available even in Alaska. Regatta does not have the Bon Appetit Culinary Center, and neither does the Nautica, but they will offer the culinary shore excursion.
Yeah. So the Marina is the one that has the most offerings in terms of cooking school.
Marina and Riviera. Marina and Riviera are considered O-class ships, meaning Oceana class. They're brand new builds. They were built in Sapontieri in Genoa, Italy, and they're sister ships. Whereas the Regatta and the Nautica and the Insignia are R-class ships for Regatta class. And I could give you the differences also. The Regatta class ships are 684 guests. Those ships, if you know your tonnage, are 30,000 tons. They're mid-sized ships. Some of the largest ships today out on the open seas are about 160,000, if not more, in tonnage, 160,000 tons. Our ships are 30,000 tons and 65,000 tons. These are mid-sized ships, and it's open dining. You never have to worry about, I have to be back at dinner for 6 p.m. or I have to have, my seating is at 8 o'clock tonight. It's open dining as if you're in a fine resort or a restaurant in any big city around the world. And, in fact, that's how our food is compared.
It's open dining on all the ships.
All of the ships. We never charge a fee for the specialty dining rooms, never. So you're not paying a special gratuity to go into the specialty dining rooms. And it's open dining even in the main dining room.
Now, getting back to the school, I remember you said that you could bring your own chef.
Yes, if someone wants to coordinate their own group, let's say someone is attending a cooking class somewhere in your listening audience, and they're going to suggest this to the chef or the cooking school instructor, that person may now invite all of his students to say, let's do a master class at sea. So the chef or the cooking school instructor may want to take the cooking classroom, the culinary center, just for his own private group of anywhere from 24 people and less, because you can't get more into that classroom. We do have code. We do have laws that say only 24 people can go into the kitchen. And, they can have their own cooking classes, and they can also focus on which itinerary. Do they want to focus on Italian cuisine? Maybe they should focus on an itinerary that has lots of Tuscan ports, or if they're looking for the winery world, and remember we work with Wine Spectator, you may want to focus on an itinerary that has Bordeaux and some of the Provence ports, the provincial ports. If you're looking at South America with some Chilean wines or the cuisine of South America, you can take one of our itineraries down into that continent. So there is always a chance of a group leader coming on board and having their own private groups, their own buses can pick them up when they get into places like Livorno, so they can do a private tour of a winery or a cooking school in Tuscany. So it's just maybe their guests that are going off together on a van that maybe seats anywhere from, gosh, 8 passengers to 24 passengers.
That's a wonderful feature. Terry, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the ambiance on the ship.
All righty.
Okay? Okay, we're back, and we're talking with Terry Wolo, and she is a director of sales for Oceania. That's OceaniaCruises.com. Terry, despite it being a luxury liner, the ambiance is casual, and tuxedo and gowns are not required, even on captain's night. Now, do the Europeans still dress up despite this?
That's a very good question. I sailed recently on a 16-day cruise on the marina with some friends, and, you know, I packed a couple of pretty dresses, maybe something even borderline cocktail dress, and again, not necessary to get dressed up, but I do recall seeing a group celebrating, I think it was a birthday, and they were all in black tie and evening gowns, and the guests on board just love it. Even though we're not participating, it's fun to see other groups celebrating a reunion, renewals of their vows, things of that sort. So you do see black tie occasionally, but it's never required. And some of the black tie I've seen has been on Americans, so it's not necessarily just the Europeans. Europeans have also gotten a little bit more casual in their dress following the American style. So...
Well, let's mention some of the luxurious amenities. There's butler service, there's a Canyon Ranch Spa Club, Ralph Lauren designed suites, and a grand crystal staircase designed by Lalique of France.
That's true. It's very, very true. Lalique of France had an executive that approached Oceania Cruises executives saying, we know you're building a ship. We know you're known for a beautiful stairway on your older ships, we would like to help you build a stairway of crystal. So, and they're very protective of their brand. So Lalique of France, having spoken with the executives, knowing that we very much have a beautiful residential feel to the vessels, said, yeah, we'll go ahead and build you this beautiful stairway. So we have a Lalique crystal stairway both on the marina and the Riviera. And if you look at both deck 5 and 6, where the staircase goes from and to, you'll see Lalique lamps, Lalique ear frames, Lalique tables. So there's a lot more Lalique than just the stairway. So it's a beautiful feel. It just looks like a most stunning hotel in New York or Los Angeles. It's just a gorgeous reception area when you're first boarding the ship. And you did mention Ralph Lauren. And Ralph Lauren Home Furnishings helped to design the owner suites on the marina and the Riviera. And these butler suites are anywhere from 2,000 to 2,500 square feet. They have 4 flat-screen TVs, a master bath with marble and granite with a separate tub from a roll or walk-in shower stall, a second half bath with a shower stall and just a commode in the sink. There's even windows in the bathroom. There's a bidet. What else do we have? There's a 2 jacuzzis. One is out on your deck with one of those 4 televisions, and one of the other 4 TVs is in your master bathroom. It's exquisite. There's a wet bar. Just a beautiful way to sail if you don't feel like leaving home at home. You want to bring your home sort of along with you. So, again, very residential.
Oh, sure. You live in a castle, right?
You have to look at our brochures or our website. The Ralph Lauren suites are beautiful. If you want to get a little bit smaller, 1,100 to 1,500 square feet, Dakota Jackson, a well-known furniture and interior designer, designed those suites. And just as lovely, but in a different type of a decor.
But butler service is available in all the suites, I thought.
Butler suites are only the penthouses, the Oceana suites, which are just about 1,000 square feet, the Vistas, and the owner suites.
And the butlers are there at no extra cost. You know, everything is kind of blended into the price of your cruise fare to help you pack, unpack. If you haven't done some of your dinner reservations on board, they can take care of that. They can help you with shore excursions and dining in port. If you heard of a really great restaurant, the butler will handle that for you. And they're just to help you do those fine little fun things, like maybe you want to eat dinner one night in your suite, and they will serve you course by course from any of the specialty dining rooms, the Asian fusion, the Italian, the steakhouse. So there are some staterooms.
Everybody should have a butler. What? You know the song, everybody should have a maid, everybody should have a butler.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the owners, all these butler suites have not just a butler. There's also the housekeeper and the housekeeper's assistant. So there's three people actually servicing your suites.
You know, when you read the descriptions of the marina and the Riviera, as opposed to the other three liners, the latter seems so plain. Now, do you work harder to sell the newer ships since the others can't compete?
You know, it's kind of interesting. Remember, we have two and two. There's two of the newer ships and two of the older ships. When we first launched Marina, we found that a lot of our loyal guests did not want to be on a slightly larger ship. So they've stayed very loyal to the Regatta and to the Nautica. Now we have a new fan base, and it's really those wannabes. They want to be on that ship with the Ralph Lauren suite, with Jacques Pepin's restaurant called Jacques, because Jacques is only on the newer ships as well, the French Bistro. They wanted to be able to experience these cooking classes with Bon Appetit or the wonderful seven-course wine pairing dinners in La Reserve by Wine Spectator magazine. So both types of ships have their own loyal fan base. So knock wood, we're really doing pretty, still doing very, very well, I should say, on both ends of the fleet.
But I trust that the Marina and the Riviera are far more expensive.
It depends on the length of the cruise. Remember, we now offer some shorter cruises. There's some 7 days.
No, I mean as opposed to the Regatta and the Nautica.
Well, if Regatta has a 14-day voyage, let's say doing the Mediterranean, and Marina has a 7-day, you could still get a pretty good price point for our 7-day voyages. And I would encourage you to call your travel agent to go over the prices that are in effect right now. In fact, we have some wonderful promotions right now that do expire September 30th. We are offering 2-for-1 deposits for all voyages through 2013. So if you want to book something for next year, it's only a 2-for-1 deposit as opposed to the full deposit that we typically expect. And we've got some sailings that are up to $6,000 off the 2-for-1 pricing, and we always include coach air around the world from at least 20 gateways, such as JFK, Philadelphia, Newark, Washington, D.C., Boston. If you prefer to travel in business class, you can request a business class upgrade. And sometimes we'll have a promotion where the business class air is only $6.99 per person extra.
Now, your email has a signature line which says that you're in Miami, but you're not in Miami.
Our headquarters are in Miami. Most cruise lines are headquartered in Miami, Florida. There are a couple on the West Coast, and there's a few other odd ones that are here and there around the country. But Miami is a big headquarters because Dodge Island, the port of Miami, is the busiest passenger ship terminal in the world. I cover New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey, so I can work out of my home. I pretty much work out of my car, because I'm typically driving to Buffalo or flying to Buffalo. I cover Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which is on the New Jersey-Pennsylvania border, and I even cover way out to the Hamptons. I just did a winery show in the Hamptons last Friday night. So the sales directors work and live out of their homes around the country and cover anywhere from 3 states to maybe 10 states. But headquarters where the executives are is in Miami, Florida.
Do you sell to packages to travel agents or individuals?
We prefer to sell through the travel agency community. So if there's a travel agent listening right now, my hat is tipped off to you, and I'm always available to do training within the travel agency. For the consumers who are listening or our past guests, I encourage you to reach out to your neighborhood travel agency or your favorite agency in the tri-state, and you can always contact us in the sales department, and they'll advise which is an agency that might be close by to your zip code area. So we work with consumers, and we also work with the agency community, but by far, the majority of our bookings do come from travel agents.
Now, your ships travel all over the world, so how often are you required to cruise on them?
Well, we like to vacation every year if we can on board our ship, but that's, you know, the prerogative of the travel agent.
So how often are you required to cruise? You said the travel agents?
There's never a requirement for a sales director to sail, but most of us love the product so much that I would say most of the sales executives around the country, there's 13 people like myself around the United States selling to travel agents. I think each of us takes a cruise at least once per year. Travel agents are also invited to sail with us whenever they can as well.
Now, mid-sized ships and small ships can sail some places that large ships can't. Can you name some of the places that navigate where your ships go that large ships can't get to?
Well, one, for example, would be, Venice. We get really good dockage. We were just there this past May with a new ship, and a lot of cruise ships are not permitted to come into Venice. They have to be down the road a piece, if you know what I mean. And some ships have to actually tender, and that means you're doing a ferry service. You're going from a big ship to a smaller vessel so you can taxi or shuttle back and forth and support. Occasionally, even though our ships are mid-size and they're not nearly as big as these 5,000-passenger ships, our ships hold, again, only 300 guests. Maybe, I'm sorry, 684 guests. I have to double that up. 684 to 1,200 guests. Occasionally, these mid-sized ships do have to also drop anchor, and we tender people across in our shuttle launches. But it doesn't happen often. Monemvasia, Michelini, Mahon. But definitely, I have seen some of these larger ships, cruise lines that I used to work for, out in the water. They drop anchor, and you see them shuttling, and we're actually just right up to the pier, and we walk off the gangway right into port. The other nice thing that we do on our ships, and this is depending on the ports around the world and how far you are from town, we offer complimentary shuttles, which is a really great savings for the guest. They don't have to pay for a taxi. If they don't want to purchase a tour for the day, a shore excursion, they could just jump on the free buses that we offer and go into town. That would be a place like Marseille, which has a very industrial-looking port, but the beautiful village of Marseille is just gorgeous. The ships just can't get in there. So we just go to an industrial pier, put them on a complimentary shuttle bus, and they're in port within a few minutes.
Okay. We have a little bit of time, just about 2 minutes left. You're a cabaret singer, so do you ever sing on the ships?
Only if there's karaoke, and we did have a salesperson's karaoke recently, and I sang an Adele song. Doesn't happen too often. Every so often we do have karaoke during the course of a voyage, but you know,
I mean, it never happened that some singer got sick and they needed somebody in a pinch.
It might be nice to be asked. I don't know if the other performers would like that. And I have to mention that we do have the Andrew Lloyd Webber book being performed right now on the Marina and the Riviera. And even our destinations desk is offering on board a lecture series by Condé Nast magazine. That hasn't started officially yet. We're waiting for that. But we have some great performers on board our ships, and there's an original show every night. So I think there's enough performers. They don't need to have the semi-professional Terry.
Okay. Terry, I'm afraid we're out of time, but you've been terrific. You gave us so much great information.
Thank you, Fran.
Thank you for coming back on my show.
I'd love to talk to you and your listeners again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Ship to Shore with Silverman. Happy cruising.